Fine. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Beis, the last two lines on the bottom of on Erev and Daf Nun Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, this is actually a quote from the Mishnah from before. The Gemara says, the Mishnah had said, Omar Shvisose Bi'ikaroi, if a person was traveling and says, I don't want to be my Erev to be established where I'm standing right now, but rather I want my Erev to be in the place, and he points to a specific place that he recognizes by the root or by the trunk of a tree. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, Mahalach Mokaim Raglov Va'adi Karoi Alpayim Amma. He can walk from where he's standing right now, the 2,000 Amas, until the trunk of the tree where that becomes his new Erev. And then the Mishnah, the Chiddush is, Me'ikara Lebesoi, and from that trunk of the tree also, he can travel to his house, 2,000 Amas, Alpayim Amma. Nimtza, and the Mishnah says, it comes out, Mahalach Me'shechashecha, he can travel even after dark, Dalar Alafim Amma, he can travel 4,000 Amas. In other words, the trunk of the tree, the place that he established to be where his Erev is, that becomes his Makayim, and therefore he has 2,000 Amas in either direction. So that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rava, V'hu d'chi roit le'ikarei mati. It has to be that when he decides to say that, you know what, I want to be at the trunk of that tree, it has to be that it's theoretically possible that if he would run, d'chi roit, if he would run le'ikarei to that trunk of the tree, mati, he would reach there before Shabbos, and that's why, even though he's not quite there yet, but it's as if he's there already. So Amalei Abaya says, V'hachosh cholai k'tani. The Mishnah says, it got dark. What do you mean, I could have run there? It says, even if I got dark, meaning I'm 2 seconds before Shabbos, I'm establishing that point. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that it got dark so fast that I couldn't even reach the tree. Rather, what it means is, chosh cholai l'beisai, that it's too dark, it's too close to nighttime that I would not be able to reach all the way to my house, meaning 4,000 amis, I can't go. But if I wanted to, I could have reached the tree and made that my makom, that's going to work. That's the first gear of the Gemara. Ikadami is another version. Amar Rava. Rava says like this, Chosh chaloi, it's going to get dark, ki maski kali kali, if I go slowly. So at the pace that I'm going right now, I'm not going to reach there before nightfall, but that's okay. But if I would run, I would get there. And therefore, even though I'm not quite there yet, since I could get there, so essentially the two Gersois are saying very similar, I could get there if I want to, therefore I can already consider that place to be my makom. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef have a ka'azli ba'orcha. So Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were both traveling together. They were on the road. Amalei Rabba le Rabbi Yosef, teheshvi sosenu tutai dikla de savil achva. Let our place that we want to be for Shabbos, not where we're standing right now, but rather let's be at that place where the tree, where one tree is leaning on another tree, as Rashi explains, that one tree already fell over and was going to fall over, but the second tree still standing was keeping it up. But this is, some people say what the story was, tute dikla de parik mare mikarga. Let's be under the tree that produces so much fruit that it is enough for the owner of that tree to pay all of his taxes. In any event, this was a tree that Rabba recognized, and he says, instead of being where we are right now, which is 4,000 amas away from the city, let us be under that tree, which is only 2,000 amas away. So Amar Le, so Rav Yosef said, Lo Yadanale, I don't know that tree, so I can't use that Erev. Amar Le, so Rabba said, Samach Alai, you could rely on me, meaning I know where it is, and I can set the Erev for both of us. The Tanya we learned in Ebraisa, Rav Yosef says, Im Hayu Shnaim, if there were two people traveling together, Echad Makir, Ve'echad She'ena Makir, one person knows the landmarks, and one person doesn't know the landmarks, Zeh She'ena Makir, the one who doesn't know where he is, Meiser Shvisasa the Makir, he gives over his place. He says, you know what, I'm relying on you. You pick, you choose where we're going to be. He gives it over to the person who knows where it is. And Zesha Maki Reimer, and the person who knows where the landmarks are, he says, Tehesh Visasi B'mokim Pleni, let's be where that particular place is. And that works. So it doesn't have to be that everybody knows. Just as long as one person who's setting up the establishing where their Erev is, as long as he knows where the place is, that's good enough. V'lohi, but this price, it doesn't really exist. What does that mean? Tanale Kirabyoisi, because there is no Loi Tanale Kirabyoisi. There is no Tana that learns like Rabyoisi. Ela ki hechi de lakabaloi mine. The only reason he said that the Brisa says Rabyoisi said this is because he wants him to accept his words. And by quoting Rabyoisi, he knew that he would believe him. Visham de Rabyoisi Nemukayim at the Gemara in Gittin says that Rabyoisi was very deep. He understood everything that he said, and if Rabbi Yosef said something, the Gemara assumes that he took it down to every possibility, and he was always right. And that's what we pass on the Maisa. We pass on like Rabbi Yosef. Well, so all the Gemara is trying to say over here is that he was quoting it in the name of Rabbi Yosef, even though Rabbi Yosef never really said it. it's still true, but he said Rabbi Yossi said it so that the other Mandiyama will say, oh, if Rabbi Yossi said it, it must be true. But it's true anyway, even though Rabbi Yossi didn't say it. So it comes out, the chiddush of this Gemara is that I don't have to know personally where the makom is. At least, as long as somebody who's traveling in our group knows where the place is, that works. And that, again, but at least somebody has to know exactly where they want to end up. The next Gemara says, Emeina makir, oisheina baki. So this is going back to the Mishnah. If they don't know exactly where they are, then they can't pick, they could say, well, I want to be where I am. So then the Mishnah continues and says that they get 2,000 amas around from where they're standing. So the Gemara wants to know, Hani Alpaim Amo Hechen Ksivim. Where do we see this concept that there's 2,000 amas in the Torah? Where do we see that? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Shvu Ish Tachtov. It says a person should stay where he is, meaning in a case where he's outside of his tchum, so he has to stay in his place. Where is his place? Elo arba amas, those are four amas. So your place is always considered your dalat amas. And the next pasuk says, al yetze ishmi mekayma, a person shouldn't leave his area. What's considered his area? Elo alpayim amas, that's 2,000 amas. So the Gemara wants to know the obvious question. Minolan, where do we get 2,000 amas? It doesn't say that in the pasuk. So Gemara gives a good drush over here. Amar Rav Chista, lamadnu, we learned a special drasha. Mokoim mi mokoim. In one pasuk it says mokoim. This place it says mokoim. A different pasuk also says mokoim. Umi mokoim minisa. And that pasuk that says mokoim also says the word nisa. Venisa. And the pasuk that also says venisa learns it out of another pasuk that says minisa. Venisa migvul. And then the pasuk that says venisa has the word gvul in it. The gvul migvul. And then once we have the word gvul in it, it's as if the word gvul is in the original pasuk. And therefore we can make a hekesh to another pasuk that has the word gvul in it. The gvul michutz. And then that, now that our pasuk of has the word gvul in it, it can make a hekesh to the word chutz. If a chutz mechutz and this hekesh, and now we can make a hekesh from the word chutz to the word chutz in a different pasuk. Dechsev, where's this other pasuk that says midoysam mechutz la'ir es pa'as kedma alpayim amo? That the measurements outside of the city should be 2,000 amos. So we see it's as if it said 2,000 amos in this pasuk also about the distance of how far you're allowed to travel on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, fine, all right. So if you hold to that convoluted drasha. But Lamaisa, you now have a drasha that says that you can go 2,000 amos. V'neilif mikir ha'ir v'chutzala elaf amo. Why don't we learn out of a different pasuk that also uses the word chutza, and the pasuk only tells us 1,000 amos, not 2,000. So, and you know the rule is tafas meruba loy tafasta, that if you took too much, if you have a smaller choice or a bigger choice, we always take the smaller choice. So if we have a choice of going 1,000 amos or the 2,000 amos, you should choose the 1,000 amos. How do you know you're allowed to go with the pasuk that tells us you get 2,000 amos? So Gemara says a chiddush over here. Done in chutz mechutz, we'd rather learn the word chutz out of another place in the pasuk where it says the word chutz, which is more similar. Vein done in chutz mechutza. We don't learn the word chutz out of another place in the pasuk that says chutza, which is a slightly different word. So the Gemara says, "Am I nafka mina? What difference does it make if the words aren't exactly the same?" We see that sometimes we darshan gzeir shavas that the words aren't exactly the same because we have this drasha. We have a famous drasha from Rabbi Shmo. But the Gemara brings this drasha a number of times that the kain should come and the kain should go. Now, even though these two completely different words, one's talking about shavas coming back and one talking about obay is coming for the first time, and we darshan zui shiva zui bia, and we say that these two psukim are as if they're written the same. That whatever the halacha was when he comes back, that's the same halacha when he comes the first place. And we'll go back, we'll explain what that's talking about in 1 second. So the point is that we see that we don't need the exact same words. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili hechadalekam midi tadamile. So when did we taka use that kind of drasha where we end up darshaning from a word that's not exactly the same? That's only talking about where there is no other place in the Torah where there is an exact identical word. So then we could say, you know what? There's nothing exactly the same, but similar enough, then we can make the drasha. Abel hechadalekam midi tadamile. Midi tadamile yalfinon. But if there is, in fact, a second place in the Torah that has the exact same word, of course we're going to choose to make the drasha and make the gzeirah shava from the two places in the Torah that have the exact same word. But yes, indeed, if there is no exact similarity, exact dimyon between the two words, we could, in fact, make a gzeirah shava between two words that are very similar. Now, what's this talking about, v'shava kain u'bal kain? So Rashi goes through an arichos over here, and he explains that the cases over here, that normally what happens is when a person has a nega in their house. So the halacha is that the kohen comes and he checks to see whether or not he checks the size of it the first week, and then he comes back the second week and he sees what happens. So there's a couple possibilities. One is it goes away altogether, so then there's nothing to talk about. Second possibility is that it stays the same. The third possibility is that it grows. If it grows, so the halacha is, this is what the pasuk tells us, that you have to carve out the makom of the nega, And you completely remove those bricks from the house. And if the nega, and then the kohen lets it sit for a week, and the kohen comes back a week later to check on the size of the nega. If the nega returns, so then that's the halacha in Parshas Metzora, that you have to go and knock down the entire house. However, if you come back the second week, and the nega doesn't, and nothing happens to it, if you come back after 1 week and nothing happened to it, so the kohen can come back and check the next week. So then, again, this is the chiddush of a Shava Kohen Ubo Kohen, that if he comes back after the second week and the same thing happened as the first week, that it is returned, that to the same. So again, we look to see whether or not it's the same size. So again, if it grew, we basically use the same rules after the second week as we do after the third week. That after the third week, we also will take it apart and see if the nega returns. But that's the point of the pasuk that we're talking about after the second week or after the third week. That's v'shava kohen u'ba'al kohen. All right. So that's, and the point of the Gemara is that even though they're not exactly the same word, we can make the drasha if there is no other words in the Torah that are exactly the same. All right. The next Gemara continues and says like this: Apayim amo agulos. So the first, there were two shitas in the Mishnah. One shita in the Mishnah is that you get 2,000 amos around you in a circle, and the other shita is that you get 2,000 amos in a square. So the question is, Rabbi Chanina ben Atikas Marubshach, what does he hold? Why does he hold that you get 2,000 amos squared? He holds that you go around in a circle. So where does he get this from? E is like Zereshav. He holds of the Zereshav that we mentioned before, Peyos Ksivon. So then over there in the Migrash Ha'ir, it has corners, so it should be the full 2,000 amos, including the quarters. E less like Zereshav. If he doesn't hold of the Zereshav, Apayim Amos Minolei. How does he know that you even get 2,000 amos at all? Because he has no drasha. So if there's no drasha, you don't even know 2,000 amos. So the Gemara answers, the Olam is like Gzeir Shav, really, he does agree that you have the Gzeir Shav and you get 2,000 Amis. Vishani Hacha, so then why don't we give him the corners? So the answer is the Amakor, because in the context of the Pasuk saying that you get 2,000 Amis, the Pasuk says, Zei Yelahem Migrashay Ha'ir. This should be the size of the gardens outside the city. And we say, Lezei Atanois and Peyas, and therefore the Torah is giving us an exclusion and saying the corner concept only applies to this particular field. But we don't give corners to the people who are trying to establish a area around where they are on Shabbos. So that's why they only get a circle, they don't get a square. Rabbanon. So how do the Rabbanon understand this, that they get the square even for the people who are establishing the Tchum on Shabbos? So Tani Reb Chanina, so Reb Chananya learns, Omer kizeh yia kol shev shabbos. He takes the word zeh in the pasuk and he's saying kizeh, similar to this, just like by Migrash Ha'ir you get the corners, so too by Shabbos also by measuring the tchum you get the corners. Omer Ravacha bar Yaakov. So now that we established that this concept applies to traveling on Shabbos also, he wants to know how many other halachas and Shabbos does it apply to. So Omer Ravacha bar Yaakov hamavir dal ramos berushos harabim. If you travel, if you carry something, you get the corner. So basically, you get the two sides and the hypotenuse, exactly. So you get the hypotenuse also, which is, let's say, so dalad amos, the diagonal, right? So the dalad amos, you get four amos plus one and eight fifths, which is another amma and three-fifths. So you get 5.6 ammas. That's the distance that you get for carrying dalad ammas. Amar Rav Papa, Bodiklon Rava. So one time Rava was checking to see if we were paying attention, and he said the following, Amad v'Rishos HaRabim. Let's say I have a pillar in the Rishos HaRabim, which technically is a Rishos HaYachid, but the question is, how big does it have to be to qualify as a Rishos HaYachid? It says, Gevoya Asar, if it has to be 10 tefachim high, V'Rechav Dalan has to be 4 ammas wide. So Rava asked, Tzarech Hein V'Alach Sein Eloi. So Rava asks us, does it need the distance of four, but the four squared includes the hypotenuse, the extra distance, or not? Varmila, and we answered, Lav Haina de Rav Chananya. This is exactly what Rav Chananya meant. The Tanya Rav Chananya Oimer, Kazei Yia Kol Shaiv Sei Shabbos. This is all of Shaiv Sei Shabbos, meaning that anytime you're making measurements and you're trying to establish a size, when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, we are going to include the extra size of Dalad Amos. And therefore, by Mavir Dalad Amos also, I saw Rabbeinu Chananel says that we're talking about that you get, you actually do get, not just Dalad Amos, but you get five Amos and the extra 5.6 Amos, because there's no other way to apply the concept of Alachsoin. And since the concept of Alachsoin becomes an intrinsic measurement in Hilchos Shabbos, so therefore you actually don't, you get Dalad Amos squared, which is the equivalent of a triangle size, which is really, you get the hypotenuse, not just the straight size. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel's chiddush is. So every time you measure dalet amos, you include the hypotenuse, which is 5.6 amos, not 4 amos. Okay. All right, that's a chiddush. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. V'zehu, now the Gemara continues. V'zehu sha'amar ha'ani ma'ari beraglov. So now at the end of the Mishnah, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether or not you're allowed to use pas to make your Erev. Meaning, if I'm in one place, am I able to put bread someplace else and say that the bread should be where I am and use that to establish my new, where the center point for my, measuring my tchum. So, Amar Rav Meir, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. The only time that you're allowed to use that concept is if you're an Ani, or rather it seems like Rav Meir is saying that for using where he's standing to be the central point of his Erev is only an Ani, as Rashi says this in a number of places now. I see that Rashi says that it's talking about somebody who doesn't have bread with him anyway, so that's why he's allowed to use his feet. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, that it applies to an usher also. Even though an usher is someplace, he's still able to say, I want my bread or I want my feet to establish an Erev in a different place. Now, what is the scenario that Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda have this machlekes? So Amar Rav Nachman, machlekes b'mekoimi. They're arguing, Rav Nachman says, the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is when they are standing right here. I am here. And that's where the argument is whether an usher is able to get away with saying, I want my feet to establish where I am, even though I have plenty of food where I at my house. And really, I plan on eating my Friday night Shabbos meal in my house, but right now I'm standing at the outskirts of the city and I want this to be by Tchum so that tomorrow if I want to travel 4,000 amos in this direction, I can. So that's going to be the machlekes. Rav Nachman Amar machlekes b'mekoimi. I want right now where I'm standing to be my Erev. The Rav Meir Savar, no, Ikka Erev b'pas. Really, the main thrust of the main use of an Erev is where your bread is. So if your bread is in your house, so then that's where I am. It doesn't matter where I'm standing. However, Ani hu de'akilu rabbanan alayo, this is one of the places where Rashi says, an Ani that doesn't have bread, he does, at least when he's traveling, he doesn't have bread with him, that's where the rabbanan said, okay, fine, even though you really should be using bread, however, since you don't have bread, we're going to allow where you're standing to be where your Erev is. Avo, but according to Rav Meir, Asher lo, but an usher can never use this excuse. If he has bread and he has a place that he could get to where his food is, according to Rav Meir, he cannot just stand someplace and say, okay, this is where I want my Erev to be. So Rav Meir holds that you can't get away with it unless you literally do not have bread anywhere else. However, that's Rav Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Iker Erev Beregel. He says, no, really the main way to establish where you are for Shabbos is where you're standing. So therefore, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher, it should apply to both an Asher and an Ani. If I'm standing here, this is where I am, and this is where my Shvisa should be, so that's why I measure 2,000 Amos from where I'm standing. It doesn't make a difference an Ani or an Asher. Avo, so that's all talking about, because that's where I'm standing, and I want where I'm standing to establish my Mokoyim for the Erev. Abu b'mokim ploini. But let's say there's a concept like we discussed in our Mishnah where I know that there's a tree 2,000 amos from me. And I say, I want my Erev to be in another place. That's where I want my Erev to be. Either using bread or not using a bread. So divrei akol oni in, asher loy. So now this kula of using the tree that's 2,000 amos away to establish that should be my mokum for the Erev, that should be where I want to be. That even everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that only applies by an oni, doesn't apply by an usher. Okay, so now, if that's the case, if that's what they're arguing, that means there's no argument in a different place. They're only arguing if where I'm standing right now, if that works for an usher. So how do you fit in the words of the Mishnah? So he says, Zuhi sha'amri. So that which the Mishnah says in the words, that an ani is allowed to use his feet to establish a place, man katani la, who holds that? Rav Meir. It only Rav Meir holds that even though I'm really supposed to be using bread, but if I decide that I want my feet to establish my place and make that my new mokoyim, so only Rav Meir holds that. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it applies by an usher also, so he wouldn't limit it to an ani. The haikai, in which case are we talking about that it applies? Einai makir oisha einai baki b'halocha. It's going on the case where he doesn't know another place, or he doesn't know this halacha that you're allowed to say that I want my Erev to be someplace else. In other words, what he means to say is that we're talking about a case that I'm standing right here, that I want my Erev to be where I'm standing right here. That's where, v'loyamar ma'arvan v'pas el lahakul. So who says that next, those words? So then when do we ever say that pas can be used to be makel on you, that even though I'm standing here, I want my bread to establish a different place? Man katani lo Rabbi Yehuda. That only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, because remember, according to Rabbi Meir, the Iker Erev is in a case where your feet is. So he doesn't allow an usher to do that. And the fact that I allow your bread to establish a new place for you, that can only come out according to Rabbi Yehuda, that can't come out according to Rabbi Meir. So far, it was a little bit complicated, but so far, all Rav Nachman, what we have to remember is Rav Nachman said, the machloikus between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is, if I am standing someplace, can where my feet are standing be my new makom shvisa, be the point, my focal point for where I measure my eriv, notwithstanding the fact that I do possibly have bread someplace else. That would be the machlekes, that Rav Meir would hold, if I have bread someplace else, I can't, it doesn't work. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I have bread someplace else, that doesn't matter. I could be, if I'm standing here, it'll work. However, everybody, according to Rav Nachman, everybody agrees that to make my eriv someplace else for an usher won't work. Now, comes along Rav Chista, and he has a whole different pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Chista Omar machloikis b'mokim plenty. No, the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is exactly where Rav Nachman says everybody agrees. He says they're arguing where I want my Erev to be someplace else, not where I'm standing, but rather I want my Erev to be someplace else. That's where the machloikis is. The Rav Meir savar oni in asher loy. That's where Rav Meir said that only that heter of allowing my Erev to be someplace where I'm actually not standing, that's for an oni. A special kula will give for an oni. But for an asher, we won't give that kula. Rav Yehuda savar, no, echad oni ve'echad asher. Even an asher, we're going to allow him to say, listen, if he says that he recognizes someplace that's 2,000 amas away and he wants to be over there, we're going to allow an asher to also set up that place over there. Okay, so, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher. Right, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that even both an Ani and an Asher both can establish a Mokim someplace else. Avo v'Mokimi, but if you're talking about where I'm standing right now to use that as my Mokim Erev, Divrei HaKol Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher. Everybody would agree that even an usher can say, listen, this is where I'm standing right now. Of course I can make my Erev over here. Why? The Ika Erev Berego. Because now, according to Rav Chista's pshat, the main way to establish an Erev is with my feet. Not like Rav Nachman said that the main way to establish an Erev is with bread, but rather he says the main way to establish an Erev is with my feet. So this is a whole different pshat. Now, so again, how do we read the words in the Mishnah? V'zuhi sha'amar man ketani la, who says that this only applies by an ani that wants to establish his Erev? That has to be Rav Meir. It only could be Rav Meir, because remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even an usher is able to say, he has the option of when he's standing over here, even an usher can do it bepas or beregel, either one. So the fact that we're limiting it specifically to an ani can only be according to Rav Meir. V'hai koya, which case are they talking about? Aha. It's going on this case, Misha Boba Derech V'chashchalai, the case that we, you know, the beginning of the Mishnah, where they're traveling and they want the Erev to be someplace else, that's where the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is. V'lo yamar ma'arvim v'pas el ha'kul man ketani lo. So who says the part of the Mishnah that we allow them to use bread? Divrei HaKol, now comes out according to everybody, because according to the way we just explained, Rav Chista says everybody agrees that if I want the Erev to be where I'm standing, that it works, whether it's with bread or whether it's beregel. Even Rav Meir agrees that I could use bread or my feet if it's in the location that I am. They're only arguing, and if I want the Erev to be someplace where I'm not. Okay. Well, so the Gemara is going to follow Rav Nachman Shita. Tani Kavasa to Rav Nachman, let's bring a riot to Rav Nachman, meaning that they argue here. They don't argue when I want the Erev to be someplace else. Why? Because the Mishnah says like this. Echad ani ve'echad asher, whether they're rich or poor, meaning they have bread with them or they don't have bread with them, ma'arvan bepas, you're allowed to use bread. V'lo yotze asher chutz l'tchum, and an asher is not allowed to go outside the tchum v'yoymar and say, shvisosa b'makoymi, I want where I'm standing to be my makom, right? This goes according to Rav Meir, because remember, Rav Meir Shita was, according to Rav Nachman, that if I have pas, since the main way to make an Erev is with pas, if I have a boiling pot of chicken soup at home, I can't make my Erev someplace else. Because remember, Rav Meir says that excuse that I could use my feet is only talking about, because it's talking about a guy who doesn't have anywhere to be. He doesn't have food someplace else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Echad Ani Ve'Echad Asher Ma'arvan Beregel. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, if I want to use my feet, I want to use my bread, but I could use whatever I want, whatever, either one, if I'm standing right here, or I put my bread right here, and that's where I want to be, it should work. V'yotza Asher Chutz L'Tchum, and therefore even a rich person, even though he has a house, he could go outside the Tchum, V'yomer Tehesh V'yisosa B'Mekoymi, I want where I'm standing right now to be my Erev. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says that will work. V'zui ikasher eriv, and that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's how you make an eriv. Meaning, even though I have, again, this is my example, I have a pot of chicken soup boiling at home, even if I decide that I want to stand someplace else, and I say, here is my eriv, and that's where I'm standing, there's no reason why that wouldn't be a good eriv. I am right here, and this is where I want to be. Okay. V'tiru chachamim l'bal habayis. Now, this is a bigger chiddush. V'tiru chachamim l'bal habayis l'shaleich eriv b'yad avdoi, b'yad benoi, b'yad shluchoi, b'shvilo hakololov. So, that, and Rabbi Yehuda says, not only that, once I have the option of either using my feet or bread, if I give bread to a shliach, either my son or a slave or somebody else who's able to do it on my behalf, and I say, you go and you're kaveya, that bread should be my new eriv, so that works also, because remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the main thing is bread, is even according to Rabbi Meir, the main thing is bread, but Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is, you could use either one. So just for points of confusion, because this took me a while to understand, you have to realize that most of Masechta's Erevin, now we're talking big picture here, most of Masechta's Erevin follows the Shita that we just talked about. This is the Pashtus, that's why Rav Chista's Cheshbin is a little bit difficult for us to understand, because most of the Gemara's follow Rav Nachman's Cheshbin. That, in other words, that I could either use bread as establishing my makom, or I can use pas, or I could use my feet to establish a makom, as long as I pick which one, and that's what I choose to use to be kaveyat my shvisa. The Gemara continues and says, so that's a riot to Rav Nachman, because we see they're arguing about where I am right now, and on top of that, Rav Yehuda has a chiddush that I could even send bread out to someplace else, as long as I say that that's how I want my Erev to be set. Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisa Banshe Beis Mamel. There's a story that the people from another city of Beis Mamel, Ubanche Beis Goyrin, or the people from another city, which Rashi says was 4,000 amas away, and the only way they were able to get here on Shabbos was being Kaveh and Erev in the middle of the Tchum. So Ba'aroimo, in the city of Aroimo, Shahaya Mechalkin Groinois, Groigrois with Simukin, that they would give out on Shabbos, they had a food supply that they would hand out to poor people on Shabbos, Groigrois is figs and grapes, La'aniyim, B'shnei Beturis in the hunger years. Now, so how did the Aniyim get there? Uboyin Aniyei Kfar Shichin, V'Aniyei Kfar Chananya, and the people that lived in these other cities that were 4,000 amas away, U'machashkan ala Tchum, and they would spend Friday night on the Tchum, or right before Friday night on the Tchum, 2,000 amas away, L'machras, and the next morning, Mashkimim, they would wake up, Uboyin, and they would come. So we see once again that they, even though, this is what Rashi has to add a very big chiddush over here, even though Lamaisa they had food at home, and the raya to that is because everybody has to have at least beis, mazon beis suvdois, because the halacha is that the tamchoi has to give everybody two meals worth of food for every Shabbos. So even though they had food at home, even so they were allowed to rest on the edge of the tchum and travel that distance on Shabbos. So we see that you're able to use your feet to establish your tchum, which again is like Rav Nachman's way of explaining according to Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deka, our Mishnah also is a riot to this, or it seems to indicate that we follow Rav Nachman Shita. Diktani, because it says, Mishi Yata Leilech Le'ir. This is a very interesting case. Somebody who wanted to travel to another city, so he went and he traveled, Shema Arvin Law, that the Erev works for him. Shema Arvin Law, that he went ahead and he made an Erev so that he could travel to another city. Then, Vehechziru Chaveiroi. And his friend said, you know what, this is not a good idea. So 2 minutes before Shabbos, or actually 5 minutes after Shabbos, they went and they collected him and they forced him to come back home. So now the question is, the next day, Shabbos afternoon, the guy says, you know what, I established an Erev, I want to walk 4,000 amas. Is he allowed to? So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, we're going to get there soon, Hu Mutter Leilech, yes, he can still walk those 4,000 amas, B'chobanei Ha'ir Asurin, and everybody else can't. Even though the other people came to collect him, let's say just for argument's sake, Shkia or Shabbos started at 6 o'clock, so at 3 minutes to 6 till 6:05, he was standing there, and all his friends came and said, you know what, Reuven, come back home. So everybody was standing there at the edge of the Tchum, still only he is able to travel, and they aren't. So Divrei Rav Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Avinu Bas, so the Gemara asks over there, was pshat. If everybody was standing there, how come this guy is able to use the Erev and everybody else isn't able to use the Erev? Maishna ihu, umaishna inhu. What's the difference between him and them? But Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna explains, hachav ma'askinik goshiyesh lo shnei botim. So the Chiddush is, the case is like this. He had two houses. He had a house in this city, and he had a house in the city that was 4,000 amas away. So, as Rashi explains, v'shnei tchumim shabbos b'neim, and there's a distance of 4,000 amas between them. So, ihu kiven denafek leila orcha, He that went, meaning he really wanted to be in the other city. He really wanted to travel in his other city, meaning he didn't want to be at home. And the fact that he had bread at home doesn't count, because clearly he had someone else, somewhere else he wanted to be. So the fact that he had bread at home doesn't help him anymore, because now he's on the way. However, so now he's considered an ani. But everybody else whose plan was to get this guy and bring him back home, that means they really planned on being home. And they, if they planned on being home and their bread is there, and that's where they wanted to be, so then the fact that they happen to be standing someplace else is not going to help anything, because then they're ashirim ninu. Then they'd be considered, then they're considered like ashirim, because they have bread, and the ikar erev is bepas, and their bread is at home, so the fact that they're standing someplace else is not going to help them. So almost, so what do we see? Ko mokon ploini ani in asher loy. So when we're talking about, when we're talking about someplace else, it only works for an ani, it doesn't work for an asher. Shema mino, so that's a raya like Reb Nachman that they're talking, because right now they're standing here. And even so, it only works for an ani, not like an asher. That's the machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, and that only works if you explain like Reb Nachman. Because according to Reb Chista, everybody would agree that in that case it works. So what would be the machlekes? What would be the difference between the ashirim and the aniim? Must be, because even Reb Meir would agree in that case. So it must be that we're talking according to Reb Nachman, and that's exactly what the machlokes is, that even though they're all standing here, they're all standing here, only the person who's like an ani, who doesn't have his bread because he's planning on traveling someplace else, he can establish an Erev here. However, the person who's planning on going home, who has bread someplace else that he's planning on using for Shabbos, so he's an usher. If he's an usher, then he can't use his feet to make an Erev because he has pas. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with this line next week. Amir Tzashem.